נמשיך לגמור, לגמור, וזיין יר.
פרימו לחווה. Before we start the sugya of Yodas, Yad Mechiach, Yad Shein Mechiach, the Achronim speak out. Gemara says, the Mishnah says later, Ha'imar lechaveiroi, Hareini olecho cherem. So the Gemara says, there's two kind of charomim. There's charmi govoya, and as charmi shel yam, if the person means to make a neder b'charmi govoya, it becomes asu. If he means charmi shel yam, the Ran explains the net that you take the fish out of the water, is garnish. So when a person says areini olecho cherem, the Gemara says stam nedorim leachmir, we assume that he meant Charmoy shel gavoya, aber pirusham lehoker. He could for sure say when he said areini olecho cherem, he didn't mean charmoy gavoya. He meant charmoy shel yam. So we'll ask a kasha. So when a person says areini olecho cherem, it has shayches to the sugya of yodas. We'll say it's negiah to the sugya of yodas. That we don't know if he means charmei gavoya or if he means charmei shel yam. Said areini olecho cherem, we don't know what he means. Maybe he means charmei gavoya, maybe he means charmei shel yam. So this will be kosher and tolu to the sugi of yodes, or it will not be tolu in the sugi of yodes. We have another sugi of yodes. We don't know yet mechiach or ein mechiach. We're not sure if he means charmei shel yam, or he means charmi shel gavoya. Zog de machne Ephraim and Simon Zion, there is no shaykhs to the suge moichiach or eina moichiach. Why is no shaykhs to the suge of moichiach v'sheina moichiach? Zog de machne Ephraim, the person said a fully loshen. Harei olai cherem. Harei ata olai cherem. Said a ganze loshen, a full loshen. We don't know what he means. We'll find out tomorrow if he means charmei gavoya, or he means charmei hedyet, or he means charmei shel yam. But there's no din mechiach. He said what he said, and later we'll figure out if it's asur or it's mutar. Only in our sugya, val our sugya is Yodis. What is Yodis? Yodis is a chatzi. He's starting. He's saying a chatzi dibur. He didn't finish the dibur in Ganzen. He said a chatzi dibur. And we have to finish it, saif like the Ran, that the chatzi dibur works, or goyim rim dvorov, Bez Hashem, we'll see that's not even the Hemshech HaSugya. Is a halocha in Yad, how Yad works. If it's a Yad Merchiach, the Yad works. If the Yad is Eina Merchiach, the Yad doesn't work. Oh, but when a person said a full Losh, there's no Shaykhs to the Sugya if Merchiach or Eina Merchiach. Mele, in our Sugya, we don't have to have a Shaila, it's Yem Merchiach, it's not Merchiach, I'm sorry, in our Sugya we have to. When a person says, Areo Alei Cherem, dear, we don't go into the Shaila if it's Merchiach or Eina Merchiach. Only when we have a chatzi loshen, we have to finish his words, then we have the shaila of mechiach or eina mechiach. What do you mean, why? Why are we not saying, dear, it's mechiach? We have a case that's not mechiach. It's a shaila if it's mechiach or not. Mechoch is stark or not. Machmet Raim explains, you don't need to come to mechiach. You want me to explain to you why cherem is not mechiach? Because it's not mechiach, the Gemara says. When it's mechiach, maybe it's not lemet in mefarash dvorov. Bring rice that it's not mechiach. Machmet Raim is saying, you don't need mechiach. Because when it's a full lashon, you explain it tomorrow. It's not din merchiach. When the yad, I will explain it, has to catch. By these words, I'm catching the whole hemshech. If it's merchiach that is catching the hemshech, it works. If it's not merchiach, it doesn't work. When a person says a lashon is not din merchiach, the lashon is the lashon. Tomorrow. Gemara will explain himself if it works or not. Our sugya is, we neged to the lumpness of the sugya in the Hemsha. Our sugya is when it's yodis, but when a person says a full lashon, he said a neder, you don't know what is a neder. You'll find out tomorrow what he said. He said kolban. He said the lumpness of a person speaks in English, you don't know English. Tomorrow you'll find out what English means. No chisalim. He says cherem. Tomorrow you understand what he meant. There's no din. It's a din and yodis. It's a din and yodis. Yodis is a chizas adobo, tfisas adobo, tchilas adobo, chelik min adobo. This is yodis. The alochin yodis, the yodis have to be mechiach. If the yodis are not mechiach, they don't work. This is the first yesod of Machne Ephraim, Simen Zion. Says it, I saw Shmuel brings it down, also he says it, Murachroinim. Steibler has a whole simon on it. It's poshut. Yeah, later we'll see that could be nefkeminis in the sugi of yodis also in this lomdas. But the lomdas like she'atma, I think, is very close. Aleph. Second yesoid. We have in our sugi three zachen. Eino yad klal, yad she'ein moichiach, yad moichiach. These are the three yodis that we're going to learn. Yad moichiach, yad she'ein moichiach, eino yad klal. Merchiach is very clear what it is. Ain't a merchiach? You know what is it? Nishken yad bichlal. So we have a case that we'll say later, Mudrani, that it's not a yad bichlal. The Ran will explain that it's not a yad because bichlal we don't know. Lefi the first tzad in the Gemara and Shmuel, we don't know bichlal that a person wants to ask. Nechliku rabbeinu arishonim like this. We have a yad merchiach and we have yad she'ain merchiach. What happens when we have a yad that is 50% one way, 50% the other way? 50% it's mashma that he wants to aser, 50% it's mashma that he wants to be matir. The lashon of the rishonim and the achronim, they call him yodos shkulos. It's 50-50. It's called a yad or it's not called a yad. The ritva says yad shokul, eino yad klal. Yad shokul, eino yad klal. Bichlal nishken yad. Zay zog the ritmo. Yad shokul eino yad klal. This is the ritmo. Also, the Pnei Yeshua is merchiach in Tesis and Kiddush in Dafei Amud Beis that yad shokul is nishken yad. The Gemara says like this: if a person says ehe, says ehe, hare you nozi. I will be. Are you nozir? Omar Shmuel, v'hu she nozir oiver lefono. Only if a nozir is oiver lefono, when you say a he, you become a nozir. But if there's no nozir oiver lefono, you don't become a nozir. If you say a he, a nozir is oiver lefono, you become a nozir. But if there's no nozir oiver lefono, you don't become a nozir. Zog di gmore, leime kasava Shmuel, yodaim she'ein mechichois, Loi havi yodai? Why he needs nozir oiver lefonov? Why he needs nozir oiver lefonov? Vaistois, yodaim she'ein mechicha is loi havi yodai. Like the Gemara says by us, b'shem Shmuel. Frektes is a kash, no? Maybe Shmuel holds yodaim she'ein mechicha is havi yodai. But you know why you need nozir oiver lefonov? If it's no nozir oiver lefonov, could be he means a hebetainis. Could be a head nozir, could be a hebetainis. So, b'meila, you need nozir over the fun of to have a beginning. But what is the raya that Shmuel holds that yad she'ein moichiach is not a yad? So, teiz v'yeshloimar, ehe, mashma gufi yiyeh. So, it's mashma ashtikel nozir. But even so, it's yad she'ein moichiach if the nozir is not over the fun of. So zog the Pnei Yeshua and Kiddush in the Feir Amud Beis, state in Teisves, that if it's 50% the Hebe Tainis, 50% the Hebe Nozir, it's not even a Yad She'ein Mechiach. It's Yad Shokul, it's Nishken Yad Bichlal. Le'um Asdem, Shita Saran, and Ar Sugi and the Fei, the Pashtes, Yad Shokul, Shita Saran and Ar Sugi, Yad Shokul, is called a Yad She'ein Mechiach. 50-50. Yad Shokul is a Yad that is 50-50. It's considered Yad She'ein Mechiach. It's considered Yad She'ein Mechiach. So again, We have a machlekes rishonim. We have yodaim mechichos. We have yodaim she'ein mechichos. What is yodaim she'ein mechichos? Again, the shaila is if it's also shkulim is called yodaim she'ein mechichos or not. Yodaim she'ein mechichos also has to have a slightly netiyah. Just it's not a strong netiyah. Aber shakul is bichlal nishkenya. Maybe shakul is also considered a yad she'ein mechichos. And then we have what we're going to learn in our sugya, something that is called not yad klal. It's bichlal not moire loshen isu. It's not a yad klal. It's bichlal not moire a loshen isu. So now lo mehip tzachon learn in the Gemara. Ha'oyim alech aveiroi, the Mishnah steht, mudranim imcho, mufreshani imcho, murchikani imcho, sholosh leshoines, mudranim, murchikani, mufreshani, shani oich alecho, shani toyam lecho. So you could learn in the Mishnah that we have five echetimtzes, mudrani, mufreshani, murchikani, shani oichel, shani toyem. And Shmuel says, no, the first three, and every one of them you have to add, odo shani oichel, odo shani toyem. Ha'im alecha ve'erim mudrani mimcho, mufreshani mimcho, murchikani mimcho, amar Shmuel, bekulom, ad sheyoimar, shani oichel lecho, shani toyem lecho. Mudrani mimcho, shani oichel lecho, mufreshani mimcho, shani oichel lecho, murchikani mimcho, shani toyem lecho. Why Shmuel said that you have to have it? So Sayyidah Ran and Sayyidah Rosh start to explain the same thing. We'll start with the Rosh. Bekulon ad sheyemar shani oichel lecho, bechol gimel al lashonos ha'amurim bereishe, im omar echod mehem, einoy klum, ad sheyemar im echod mehem shani oichel lecho, oy shani toyem lecho. Umiyu? שאני אוכל שאני טועם לחוד המיידע שמואל דאוסו. והי דנוקת אני שלושו, לשוינס דרישה. So if anyway the safer works, and if you say שאני אוכל works, so why you have to have מודרני? If שאני אוכל שאני טועם is also without מודרני, and מודרני is not also without שאני אוכל, without שאני אוכל. It's not also, so why it doesn't say, only shani oichel shani toyem. Lashmeinen, the eino moyalim beloy shani oichel shani toyem. The chiddush is that the first three did not work if you didn't say shani oichel shani toyem. Deran, bekulam at sheichel shani toyem, bekulam beaino mudrani mufreshani muchrikani de masnisin, keloima, de masnisin chodektoni, it's not five. ושאני אוכל המודרני מפרשני קוי, דהילה ואוכי, לא ימש מה איסור כלל, ואפילו יד שאין מוכיח לא יהבי. So in שלב א', we see we have five שלבים in the Gemara. In שלב א' in the Gemara learns, אליבא דשמואל, מודרני, מורחיקני, מפרשני, is בכלל נשכן יד. ומייל, only if you say שאני אוכל שאני טועה. פרק דגימור ימי סבי מודר אני ממחו מופרשני ממחו מוחיקן ממחו הרי זה עושו שאני אוכל לך שאני טועם לך הרי זה עושו. So in the price they divided into two cases. So you can't say מודרני is only if you said שאני אוכל. And the price is מפורש מודרני מופרשני מוחיקני עושו שאני אוכל שאני טועם עושו. So we see that מודרני עליין is עושו. הוכי קטוני במי דבורם אמורים that מוחיקני מופרשני מודרני מוחיקני מפרשני is also בואים אמר שאני אוכל לך שאני טועם לך. The braisa means במה דבורים אמורים. Again the Rosh explains himself. מייס ומודרני מוחיקני מוחיקני מברייסה קופוריך משום דקטוני בו תרי זימני הרי זה עושו והאורכה משני במה דבורים אמורים. פרק דגמורה ואותן יאיפכה שאני אוכל לך, שאני טועם לך עשו. מודרני ממך מופרשני ממך מוחיקני ממך הרי זה עשו. So what is the cash from the second braisa? So Sayyidah Ran, Sayyidah Rosh, explain what is the second cash of the Gemara. The Gemara is asking the following cash. The Gemara is asking, מי שלמה in the first braisa, I could learn פשט in the braisa, מוחקן ממך מופרשן ממך כה עשו במה דבורים אמורים שאומר שאני אוכל לך. But the second braisa that changed the order and the second braisa writes down שאני אוכל לך שאני טועם לך עשו mudrani, mufreshani, mumchikani, you can't say b'mei dvorim amurim. Why you cannot say b'mei dvorim amurim? Because shani oichel alein is for sure osur even without mudrani. Shani toyem lecho alein is also without mudrani. So you can't say b'mei dvorim amurim. When you could say b'mei dvorim amurim, you could say b'mei dvorim amurim in the first braise. Mudrani mecho mukhikani mufreshani mecho osur. B'mei dvorim amurim shomar shani oichel shani toyem. But in the second braise that says shani oichel shani toyem osur. You can't say b'mei dvorim amurim. Does it the Gemara is kasha? The Rosh speaks it out. V'otani yipche. Midelikom avotani seifem michlad de braise achrisi. Ubehach braise lo shayich lishnuye b'mei dvorim amurim. Kei v'diktoni bereishe shani oichel lecho. V'dochik lishnuye v'kvar oma. B'meilu you can't answer it. The Ran speaks it out also clear. Meisi mudrani and mudrani mimcho bishleim emasnisin loikasha leil Shmuel. The game of the letoni boel echad osur igel emeim arseif epirusha dereisha. Aval braise de ktoni osur osur mashmele de mile mile ktoni di loi leim e osur at seife. Umetar et zochikom b'mei dvorim amurim. Shmoch ishaich lemidne osur b'em tzadvor. ולכמון דרן says, the Gemara will ask, אם כן אוסו דה סייפה לא מולי, ובדין אלא הקשור ליוחי מיד, אלא דעדיף מן אימק של אלף ומספור עד אימק של. ואותן יאיפך, הר ברייסה לא יסייפה דה ברייסה דלי. דים כן אבא למימה וקטוני סייפה, מודרן עם חוארי זה עושו, here's the run. ולק אלה מימה דה סייפה פירוש דה רישה, ובמה דברים אמורים קטון, נדום ידי אידוך, דה בשני אויך אלכו לקם אנו מיפלק דה מיצה. So סיידרן, סיידרוש, learn פשט, that the Seder Advorim is like this. Shmuel said, Mudrani Muchikani Mufushani is not a Yad even only if you say Shani Oichel Shani Toya. Frag the Gemara and the Braisa, we see that it's two different cases. Mudrani Muchikani Mufushani Yosu, Shani Oichel Shani Toya Mosu. The Mishnah, you could say that it's a Hemshech. Zot the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Braisa is Bamed Dvorim Amurim. When Mudrani is also only if you said Shani Oichel. Frag the Gemara, but the second braisa changed the order. And it says, Shani oichel shani toyem osu, muchikani mufushani, mudrani muchikani mufushani osu. So you can't say b'mei dvorim amurim, dear. Why you can't say b'mei dvorim amurim? Because, zok de rosh enderan, shani oichel alein, shani toyem alein, is also even if Shmuel. Shmuel said, muchikani is nishken yad, mufreshani is nishken yad. But if he says, shani oichel shani toyem, Shmuel holds that it is a yad. So bishleim, in the first braisa, you could say, b'mei dvorim amurim. But the second braisa, you cannot say, b'mei dvorim amurim. And the second braisa, you cannot say b'mei dvorim amurim. So while in the second braisa, you cannot say b'mei dvorim amurim. The second braisa, you cannot say b'mei dvorim amurim. Does it make more sense? The second braisa, you cannot say b'mei dvorim amurim. So how Shmuel will answer it? So sayin beran, sayin derosh, state klor that shani oichel v'shani toyem lefi Shmuel. It's also even without mudrani, muchikani, mufreshani. Shani oichel, shani toyem is also. The Korban Esan will ask that in the Rosh, in the Psokim, state that shani oichel lecho, it's not a yad. If a person says la'aloche shani oichel lecho, without mudrani, muchikani, mufreshani, the Rosh paskins that it's not also. Frederick Oben Asanel, how the Rosh Paskin that it's not Osur. Here in the Sugya, Saideran, Saiderosh, Luim Pshatim de Gemore, that Mudrani, Muchikani, Mufreshani, Take Shmuel said, Bamei Dvorim Amurim, that he said, Shani Oichel Shani Toyem, Aber Shani Oichel Shani Toyem Alein is Osur. So how the Rosh Paskin that Shani Oichel Shani Toyem Alein is not even a Yad? As I Frederick Oben Asanel. Zog the Korban Asanel, Avad. In our sugya, we learned that Shani Oichel Shani Toyem is also. It's muter. It's also. Why? Because Shmuel said Mudrani is not a Yad. Shani Oichel Shani Toyem is a Yad. Abel Aloche that Yad She'ein Moichiach. Lo Yavi Yad. So even Shani Oichel is not a Yad. Now the Gemara learns Yad She'ein Moichiach is a Yad. The only thing that doesn't work Mudrani, Moichikani, Mufreshani, because it's Bichlal Nishken Yad. Aber shani oichel lecho, shani toim lecho, that it's a yad shein mechiyach, avad it's also. This is what the Gemara learns now. Aber lemaskone shani oichel, shani toim, is bichlad nishken yad, it's yad shein mechiyach, so avad it will not be also. And the Ran is not so mashma. The Ran says, shani oichel leke man de polik, that it's also. Mashma that it is a good yad, lekule alme. Mikol Mekoyim, the Gemara is Kasha, and the first Shlav of Shmuel is how Shmuel could say Mudrani is only also Shani Oichel. I read the Braisa divided into two. And if the Braisa divides into two, so you can't say. So the first Braisa you could say Vamei Dvarim Amurim. But the second Braisa that Shani Oichel is first, you can't say Vamei Dvarim Amurim. And for the Gemara, Hochi Ktoni. Tni Hochi. Vekvar Omar Mudrani. Read the second braise, Shani Oichel Shani Toyem Osu, Shekvar Omar Mudrani Murchikani Mufreshani. What is Shekvar Omar? He told me Shani Oichel Alein is also without Mudrani Mufreshani. So the Ran speaks loud, Claude, Rosh is Meram, is in the Zerbedach, Tniochi the Kvar Omar Keloima. Vekomashmalon, the Kvar Omar Mudrani, Tzorich Leimar Shani Oichel Echo, the love Loimitza. The braise for sure Shani Oichel Alein is also. But the braise means Shani Oichel is Osur, and even if he said Mudrani, he will not be Osur, only if he said Shani Oichel. Frank the Gemara, Iochi Ainu Reishe, Veoid, Osur, Osur, Lomoli Lemitni. What is the kasha of the Gemara? Iochi Ainu Reishe. So the Ran and the Rosh explain. It's not Reishe, it's two different braises. The Gemara is asking, the Ran speaks it out. Lav reisha mamesh, ko'omar. Elokei, when the ICR braise kamaisa mikori li reisha. Ve'ochi perusha. I amres bishleim edu mudrani belechud osu. Mishum ochi shoni haitane, ve'nogad mudrani beseife. Ke'echad eloi nitele meymar de bechod ektoni, uba medvar mamurim ktoni. Ve'mele, the braise, second braise, writes a mod nelosh. Ve'av agav d'idach tane loichosh deniti, and he written sham mudrani and then shani oichel. Haytan rotsa levar yoisa. Elo yamres de chode mirse ktoni. Havel eila haytan en amel min nekidach tvei. Ve tvei shayach le min bamed var amur. Ve min nekvar oma. The Gemara says, Yochi haynu reishe, it's more glad to write, mudrani mufrushani muchikani yosu, bamed var im amurim, she omar shani yoichel. To write shani yoichel, and to write vekvar omar, is a shvach elosh. So the Gemara means to ask, if you're telling me Shmuel that you need both, and you're telling me Pshat and the Braise, it's Bamei Dvarim Amurim, why the Braise changed the order? The first Braise is so glad. Mudrani Mufreshani Mukhikani, Osur Shani Yoichel Shani Toyem, Bamei Dvarim Amurim. Why the second Braise has to write it upside down? Shani Yoichel, Mudrani Mufreshani, and the Seve Kvar Oma? The Rosh speaks it out even starker. Yochan Reish, Kaloimar, a Braise Kamaise. I find when you want Braisa that writes straight, why to write crooked? And you want the answer and this is the reason the second Braisa changed the order. כדי שלא יתוכל לפרשו בלושם במה דברים אמורים. ואויד, קיימו דה בכל חד לחוד המיצר, there's no difference to the two braises. ואויד, בשביל דה מדריים חאוסו ואפילו בענו, שנו באחרינו, לאויסף איסור ענו, I want to explain, side the run and side the rush, סתם בפשוט הטובה. The first תרץ is במה דברים אמורים. The second braise is such a דויחק. שאני אויך שאני טועם וכבר אומר. But the main question of the Gemara is not Stam, I don't like it. What do you mean you don't like it? The Gemara answered it. If you answered it, you like it. When you answer it, you don't like it, then you stop to like it. It's not Derech HaLimud. The Derech HaLimud, in this Gemara, is Pshat. The Gemara means to say like this, Ve'oid haynu reishe. Frag the Gemara, if the first Tana didn't write different, I hear, this is the way to write. It's like this. Loshin the Dorim Meshunem, B'fayin Shikin Kashas. Everything is different than the Dorim. But the first Tanner writes glad. Why he changed to write the same din of the Reisha in a different way? This is the Nusach of the Kasha. Why to write the same din of the Reisha in a different Sprach? Yochi Hainu Reisha. He said exactly what it says in the Reisha. Write it the same. Muchach, he doesn't want you to learn like the Reisha. He doesn't want you to learn Bamei Dvarim Amurim. He wants you to know that Mudrani Alein is Osul. This is the reason he's changing. This is the reason he's changing. And the Rosh adds, V'hoid, not only does the reason he's changing. If Takeh Shmuel is wrong, and both are Osul, it doesn't make a difference if you change, because anyway, it's Osul. The first one is Anoy and then the Achille. So Avada, the Gemara is not stam battered that it's not Gishmak to save a Kvar Omar. This is both Rishonim, a Medaktik Mepsha. The eager shtel of the Gemara is not stam. The Kvar Omar is Doichak. Just why is a Shinui from two Braises? The first way is a glatter way to write it. Why the second Braise changed? Weistoich, the second Braise, wants to tell me, don't learn like Shmuel. Learn different from Shmuel. This is the Matorah of the second Braise. Again, you're right, the two Braises could be different. So the Rishonim are not only adding why the Braises change. So it's a Tosefes. Why the Braises change, and the first way is better. So right, if there's no first Braise that writes it straight, Chais in the Dorim, you write crooked. Aval, the first Braise writes straight, so why to change? Because it's more doichak. That's the kash of the Gemara. V'hoid, osur lomoli. What is the second kash? Hailim pshat. V'hoid, hailim pshat. V'hoid, osur lomoli. What is the kash of the Gemara? Hailim pshat. But look good before you answer. I know what everyone will answer. What is the kash? V'hoid, osur lomoli. What is the kash? What? Oh, very good. So we have two pshat. Without the Rishonim, I would say the emes pshat. Why we need to write in the braisa twice also? It's enough to write other the middle one, other the last one. Why to write it twice? This is only the meforish that we don't learn in the Dorim says. Sai the Ran, Sai the Rosh don't learn pshat like this. They learn the oid osur is one osur and one braisa extra, and there's another osur and a second braisa osur. Twice the word osur is extra. Side the first braisa, side the second braisa, it's osur. That's the Gemara's kasha. As they zog the ran, the oid osur lomeli kelemar osur the seife kasha li. The Rosh speaks it out clear. The oid osur lomeli akamaisa ve abraisa. Also the ran, you write that is a half a ran. Very good, because the first run in Dibur HaMaschil Meisvi explains how you will explain Pshat. Look at Dibur HaMaschil Meisvi. Ubedinu delik shel yoch velekamon poruch im kein osur de seife lomoli. Not why twice is osur. What? No, and every braise. Ulekamon poruch, not osur lomoli. And this is what the Ran is coming to say here. Osur lomali, keloimar osur the seife kashele. Why it says twice? Oh, what is that?
The first one we need, the second one we don't need. Why two osurs? Only one price. That's what I'm saying. Why didn't Ran answer? The reason why we didn't say it is the Tana, that's the way he wants it. The Parish wants it. Why didn't Ran say it? Because he's waiting to ask it later. He'll ask it on both.
No, he will ask. No, that's not a kasha bichla. He will ask now. Maybe you'll not go to the back.
Well, the fact that he didn't answer that must be.
No. I maybe you could you learn the Ran like the Meforish. Kenza? And the Rosh state clause that we're going osur means in both prices the word osur is extra. So and both prices the word osur is extra. Are you? No. Zog the Gemara. No, weiter. Elo Omar Shmuel. So the Gemara is going now to the second Ukimte. The Gemara is going now to the second Ukimte and Shmuel. Fakert go. Time the Omar Shani Oichel Shani Toyem Lecho, who also the Havere Muto. Aval Omar Mudrani Em Cholechude, Shneem Asurim. Mamesh Mina Kotze la Kotze. Till now we learn Pshat that Mudrani Lefi Shmuel is nothing. Now the Gemara says, Shmuel Men Punk Faker. Mudrani Mimcho, Shneem Asurim. say I'm osur on him and he's osur on me. If he say shani oicha lecho, only I'm osur on you and you're not osur on me. And in a second, the Gemara will explain how to say such a pshat that mudrani means both. How mechateis at the same pshat that mudrani means both? How mudrani could mean both mechateis? How you can say that it means both? Mechateis will mean both. But that's in the terrace of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, "Mamish min hakotzer lakotzer pshat in Shmuel." Lama zenderan? Elo ochi koma Shmuel. Devar in Shmuel gufim oide deach masnisin mile mile ktoni. De bechol chad mitzar. Elo miu koma de masnisin chode koi. De mile mile ktoni, eich etoni bechad osu. De lo yishobu de mudrani mcho shnei yem asurim. U beshani oich elecho, hu osu vechavei remuto. Why Shmuel said it? The Ran gives a knesh. Not stamped Shmuel came and said that the Mishnah is one thing. While Shmuel learns that the Mudrani is osur be'anoe, so Shmuel has a shverkeit. If I will say the Mishnah meant five different cases, Mudrani, Mufreshani, Mukhikani, Shanaich, Shani Toyem, the first three is both osur. The second two, only one is osur. And it says one osur in the end, it's not mashma. So Shmuel didn't like that the Mishnah would be like that. Because he learned that the first three is both are osur, he said, I will have to read the Mishnah, Vehusha Omar, then the halacha is that it becomes only one is osur. The Brais Ataki writes it as two groups, so it's very gishmak. The first three cases, osur, both are osur. The second two cases, only one is osur. אלוהים למי לקטוני אוסו אוסו לא אבל למי דה אלוהד היחוד הקטוני והוא אוסו וחבר ימותו ומשמוכי כאומר דהי דין אלס לאלו באוים הנמי שאני אוכל לכו אבל מודרן עם חולכות שניהם אסורים ואיקה למידע The Ran, before he starts the next sugya, he's asking one kasha and the Friedrich sugya. What is the kasha of the Ran? לפום סבורה דמקשה דמסניסים מילה מילה קטוני that are למעשה למסקונה the Mishnah is one thing לפי שמואל. In the beginning we thought that Mudrani is בכלל not אסור. Now we say that Mudrani is אסור in Ganzen. שתי מסורים שאני אוכל makes that only one of them is אסור. אבל לפי דהבה אמינה when the Gemara was מקשה and שמואל she thought that the Mishnah is mile mile ktoni, Mudrani is also, and Shani Yoichel. Lemaisa, the Mishnah is not like that, only the Braise. Frek the Ran, the Ike le Meidak, lefum svore de Makshe, the Masnissin mile mile ktoni, heichi ko omar Shani Yoichel lecho osu. Monefshoch, ide omar behed yekoinem Shani Yoichel lecho neder gomoru, velo yad, ומסניסים קטון לגבי יודס וידה לא יקרו אמר קוינום דיל מדי אכיל למשמע ולא מיצר כלל. What is the cash of the run? How you could learn the Mishnah מילה מילה קטוני so שאני אוכל if he said קוינום it's not even a yad and if he didn't say קוינום he's not awesome because maybe he means that he's going to eat. Why the run is only asking the cash and the Mishnah? Why is not asking a kasha on the braise? Why is not asking a kasha on the braise? And the braise state, mile mile, he says, Mudrani osu, shani oichel osu. Let him to ask a kasha, why shani oichel is osu? The answer is on the braise, it's very posher. The braise you could answer that he said koino. The braise you could say that he said koino. And it's not a yad. Only on the Mishnah. Only on the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that it's a Yad, Frek the Ran, Mimonefshach. If he said Koinom, it's not a Yad. And if he didn't say Koinom, how you know that he wants to answer? How you know that he wants to answer? How you know that he wants to answer if he didn't say Koinom? Dil me dachil me koma. Yeshloi ma'aloi lom de loyo ma'a Koinom. Vichitei menei me dachil le koamine. אם כן, מה אין לי שלא שאני אוכל לך? אוכל לך, אבי למימה. אלא ודאי, כיוון דאמר שאני, what I'm going to eat, הוכי כמה, מה שאני אוכל משלך, איזה דבר, ומה עניינו קוינום? כשהייתה מנה מלכה להקשורי, אמר ימרין אבי יד לנדב ולא אבי יד לשבוע, משום דשאני משמע שהוא מזכיר החפץ, דהיינו מה שיוכל, וחי גב נשאר בנדב ולא ישאר בשבוע. This is the fit of girse, מה שאני אוכל. If we go with a youth, מה שאיני אוכל, So the Ran, So he said that he said koinam, and it's a neder beloshen shvua. V'yotei v'tena l'man degoris must listen sheni belo yud. Avol l'man degoris sheini be yud kashe. Tilo yiskir koinam neme diyadu l'shvua v'le l'neder. Zog neran, avada he said koinam, and afilo ochi neder beloshen shvua is a yad. Mikolmukim, we're holding in the second shlav of the Gemara. So what is the second shlav of the Gemara that Shmuel said, punk faker? Mudrani alein, shteyem asuri. If he says shani oichel, only he's also. And now here's the shveri Gemara, and it's machleik esran and rosh. What is the pshat in Shmuel? Shmuel says, if you're not saying shani oichel, shneyem asuri. So I'll read the Gemara inside. Aval omar mudrani amchol echude, שניים אסורים. Why? כי הודו אומר רבי יוסי ברב חנינה, מודרני עמכו שניים אסורים. Why? Why when a person says מודרני עמכו שניים ביקום אסורים? He said מודרני עמכו. How במודרני עמכו שניים ביקום אסורים? So we have a מחלק עשרן and ראש, how to say פשט that במודרני עמכו שניים ביקום אסורים. How we say that shneim asurim b'mudrani aymecho? The Ran learns pshat like this: nira be'einai, the haynu taime, mishum de mashma mudar ani v'nechosai mimcho u'minechosecho. Mudrani means me completely from you completely. Mudrani, me complete from you complete. B'meile zog the Ran, I understand. I cannot be nene completely from you. Not from you and not from me and my yunechosim. But what it means, me completely will not be nene from you completely. Me completely means that me and my nechosim will not be nene from you. My nechosim are never nene from a person. So how the person meant that me and my nechosim will never enjoy you and yunechosim. I will never enjoy you and yunechosim. But what is the pshat that my nechosim will not enjoy you? Al kochoch, I meant to say it because I meant to say that you will also not enjoy me. And when I'm going about you, I wanted you not to be nene for my nechosim. So the reason I said that me, the complete me, will not be nene from you, because I mean that you completely will not be nene for me. I really said me completely is not nene from you and your nechosim. Why I said me completely? That it will mean that you can loshen hara. Nira bein da'ainu taim mishum demashma mudar ani v'nechosai mimcho u'menechosecho. Hilkach keim and bichlal ani av nechosim al kocho chaveri nami osu boy. Di'ilav nechosim labnei sanu chaveri ninu. So why he said mudrani and he meant to be madir himself and his nechosim from his friend and his nechosim, himself, he could be aser from him and from his friend and his nechosim. But to aser his nechosim from his friend, al kochoch he meant, mudrani goes backwards. The Rosh doesn't like this pshat. I meant me and my nechosim will not be nene from you and your nechosim, so me makes sense, my nechosim doesn't make sense, so al kochoch we meant also backwards. It's a very derechaktik pshat of the Ran. Zog the Rosh two different pshatim. Zog de Rosh, aval mudrani mcho lechude, shneyem asurim. De mashma, mudrani mimcho, milehono islecho, vegam anoosi muder eslecho. Mudrani means mudrani. I'm mudra from you, and you mudra from me. The word mudrani is mashma both ways. It's mashma, mudrani, I will not be nene from you, and you will not be nene from me. In the loshon mudrani. Inami zog deran, a different loshon. Mudrani means I don't know you. Sheli, sheli, shaloch, shaloch, I don't know you. So b'meile it includes both. So again, we have two ways. Deran learns, I asked my nechosim to be nene from you, and while it doesn't make sense that I meant to ask my nechosim to be nene from you, I meant backwards that you will not be nene from my nechosim. And lefi the Rosh, no, the mudrani goes into the loshon. Now, so be'etzem, the Gemara said pshat in the second Ma'alach in Shmuel, that Shmuel learns that Mudrani alein both are osu, and when you say Shani Oichel lecho, only he's osu. Freg the Gemara Kashe Tna'an. So be'etzem, the Kashe now is not Afghan Shmuel. The Kashe, the Rosh explains, is on Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. The Yesod Rabbi Yisrael Bar Bchanina said. The Gemara took Rabbi Yisrael Bar Bchanina and explained Shmuel Alibed Rabbi Yisrael Bar Bchanina. Tnan, Hareini Olecho Cherem, Hamud Arosu. Mashma in the Mishneh, Aval Madir Loi. So what is the Kasha? So let's feed the Ran again. Hareini Olecho Cherem. Me and my Nechosim and you. Zog the Ran. Areini Olecho Cherem. Zog the Ran, Areini Olecho Cherem, Mudo Osov Madir Loi, Ve Amai Neime, Do Olecho Nami Koil El Chaveiro, Ve Nechosov. Hareini Olecho Cherem. Me and my Nechosim, Aosur and you, and you nechosim. I could ask him, me and my nechosim and you, but areini olecho, olecho means complete you. Me complete is and you complete. So me and my nechosim are also and you and are you nechosim. I could be also and you nechosim. Al kochach I meant, and you nechosim is also and me. Zog di gemara eloi, ki goin de pirish ve'at olai loi. We're speaking that he said out ve'at olai loi. Now the same thing for Kel. At olai cherem. You complete as Osur and me and my Nechosim. Again, you complete as Osur and me and my Nechosim, and me it makes sense. And my Nechosim it doesn't make sense. Al Kochach I meant, my Nechosim and you. Amudar Amad Anoider Osur, Aval Amudar Loi, Kigin Depirish, Vano Aloch Loi. Aval Stom Amai Shneim Asurim, and the Stone is safe, Areini Olecho Vahat Olai, Shneim Asurim, Adunu the Shneim Asurim, Ostom Osur, Vahavir Muto. So let me get Nochabo. So Lefi Deran, the Gemara is very simple. The Gemara said the same thing in the word mudrani, you decide, me and my nechosim and you. So b'meile, val, I'm saying, me and my nechosim and you and your nechosim, and I can't ask the nechosim and nechosim, so al kochach I mean both ways. So areini olecho cherem means again, I'm also on your nechosim, and it doesn't make sense, so it means you and me. Areini atolai cherem means again, you also on my nechosim, it doesn't make sense that it means fakel. This is the Gemara's kasha. So let me learn the Gemara lefidera. Freg di gmor etznan areini olecho cherem amuder osu. Aval madir loi, goin de purish ve'at olai loi. So what is the answer of the gmor? Areini olecho cherem amuder osu. Mashma aval madir loi. Only the guy that I was madir, but we don't say that I meant both. Ki goin de purish ve'at olai loi. So the Meforash says Pshat in the Tesis Reed that he spoke out Lehedye B'Shas the Neder Harei At Areini Olecho Cherem Ve'at Olai Loi At Olai Cherem You Osur and Me Anoi Der Osur Aval Mud Oloi Ki Goin De Parish Ve'ano Olecho Loi. He spoke it out Lehedye. Frank Ribdoit Bavarsky, if he spoke it out Lehedye, so what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Areini Olecho Cherem and you and me not. Harei ato laicherem, and I and you not. So in Yudhoi Bavarsky, I would think, Lefi Deran, Val, both are included in the nether, so when he speaks out, Ve'ato lai loi, it's my nether, shebotel miktsos, shebotel kulai, because he's choyza from the nether. So Val is choyza from the nether, the whole thing will be botel. Komash malon, then it's not called a chazor. Ava, Sfei digmor from the seife. He has to speak up. If you ask the kash, say that. It's not a sugya.
It's not the
posh of
Shad,
so you have to explain. Why is not a posh? No, it's not. It's meforish. Sal kedai toch. Fredi Gmor, Miliktoni Seife, Areini Olecho Ve'at Olai Shneim Asurim, Hadinu De Shneim Asurim, Hostome Hu Osu Ve'chaveir Emuto. So this is the Gmor's kashe. So how you could say that Mudrani means both? We see in Areini Olecho Cherem that it doesn't mean both. Now we have to know, this is the Ran. The Rosh, Val, he never learned that shtickel, that Val Mudrani means my mominess, so if I mean my mominess are not allowed to be nene from you, and it doesn't make sense, so I meant that I will not be nene from you, mominess. This is the reason I spoke about the Nechosim. So the Rosh says, so what is the Gemara's Kasha Bichlal? Hare be'etzem, only in Mudrani was a loshen sheli sheli shaloch shaloch. Vos freig di gmor min areini olecho cherem ve'at olai cherem. Then you can't say sheli shaloch shaloch shaloch. Sheli sheli shaloch shaloch. You can't say such a pshat. So what is the gmor's kasha? So the Rosh speaks out, Ein Echanami Zog the Rosh. But the Gemara said, if you say Bemudrani that he means both, so Mistome here, also he means both. As Avidir, we push in his words, Zechumre, will be Masbir here also that he meant both. Tzadeich. Tzadeich. Elo Zog the Gemara Hochi Ismad Rabbi Yisrael Bab Chanina. Mudrani lecho shneyem asurim. Nay, mudrani doesn't mean both. If you say mudrani lecho, lecho means lecho v'shelcho. The word lecho means both of us. The word elohochi ismad rabbi yisbachmina. Mudrani lecho shneyem asurim. Mudrani aymecho hu asur v'chaveiro imuto. So the Rosh is the easy way to learn this Gemara. The Rosh learns that the Gemara Devayl only had two Mehalchim. Mehalach Aleph, Shmuel holds Mudrani as Mutar and Gansen. Only if you say Shani Oichelecho. Afraid the Gemara, it's wrong. The Braisa state that it's also. Mudrani both are also. Why? Like Rab Chanina said, Mudrani both are also. So the Gemara, Rab Chanina is wrong. We see in Areni Olecho Cherem that not both are also. So Gemara, no, Rab Chanina meant only if you said Lecho. Okay, so it's not Negea to our Mishneh. Our Mishneh doesn't say Lecho. So this is the way the Gemara finishes. V'masmisi l'ktoni ha'imecho v'ukmi l'masmisi l'shmuel b'kulam ad sh'yem ha'shani ha'ichel t'ayim l'cho shani ha'ichel l'cho Huda osu v'chaver imuto Avu mudrani ha'imecho sh'neim asurim. So b'meile for Shmuel it doesn't help. So l'fi derosh we have only the vile two mehalchi. Mehalach Aleph, that lefi Shmuel, Mudrani is Muter, Mehalach Beis, that both are also, so the Gemara it's wrong. I Rab Chanina is with Olecho. On Olecho, Rab Chanina never said it, because we see from Arein Yolecho Cherem, that both are not also. The Ram doesn't want to learn that the Gemara just was going to explain Rab Chanina, so the Ram makes from this Gemara a middle shlav, a third side. The Gemara tried to answer that the Mishnah is with Lecho. And the Gemara said it's a doichak. The Mishnah is not with Lecho. So we fall off that side. Again, lefi everyone we fall off and we don't have a pshat in Shmuel. Just lefi the Rosh is only two tzdodim. Mudrani is muter in Gansen, Mudrani both are also. So the Gemara, it's not true, only with Lecho. The Mishnah is not with Lecho. The Ran explains that the Gemara was trying to make a hava mina. We read the Ran inside. Elohi Yisma, Omar Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina, Mudran Lecho Shneim Asurim. Delecho Mashma Lecho, Kiloim Anecho Se Asurim Lecho, Umashma Mishalcho. Mashayin Ken Baim Mecho Dole Mashma Ochi. Venire Behein Hain Ochi Perushe. Kesal Kedai Tarashma De Shmuel Ochi Daik Masnisim. De Kevon Dole Itnan Elohad Osu Vadai Chodek Toni. De Kevon De Chodek Toni Yal Kocho Hain Mecho De Reisho Lav Davko. De Hu Adin Belecho. Kevon De Mesayin Bemilse Vomar Shani Oichel. לכו, אפילו יאמר לכו, לא ימשמע דשניהם אסורים, אלא דהו עשו וחבר עמותו, ומשמוכי כאמר שמואל, היי דקטונה, דמודרני, בין דאמר עמכו, בין שאומר לכו, הוא עשו וחבר עמותו, דווקא כשאומר שאני אייכל, שאני טועם, אבל אם לא יאמר, אוכי, לא ישוב עמכו ולכו. For the Gemara, it's not true. For Masnisin Amecho Ktoni, the Shas Lo Nichel Ibaochi, the Masnisin Amecho Tnan, the Avigad Vade Kushte Koma Shmuel, the Letan Masnisin Leishon Lebin Amecho Velecho, came in the Messiah Boshani Oichelecho, Mikol Makoim, Lehavel Lishmuel Listum and Milsa, the Mashma the Koya Lishon and Masnisin, the Tan Behedded Aina Amecho, Velema the Shne Masurim, Kenira Beina. So Vini Tvi, the Gemara wanted to learn a little bit of Shmuel, that Amecho is Mutter. Then the Gemara wanted to say that Mudrani Aymecho Shteyem Asurim, and the Gemara falls off that. Elo, Mikore de Shmuel Ochi Isma. Taime de Omar Shani Oiche Lecho Vashani Toyem Lecho, Hu de Ein Hu Osu Elo Beachile. Ho Mudrani Mimcho Osu Rafilu Beanoe. The third or the fourth shlav of the Gemara is Shmuel is saying, Mudrani Aymecho, he's Osur Be'anoe. If he says, Shani Oicha Lecho, then he's only Osur Be'achile. So while the Mishnah is Chodek Tomi, so you have to say, if he said Mudrani, and he says Shani Oichel, he's only Osur Be'achile. If he says Mudrani Alein, he's Osur Be'anoe. For the Gemara, Yochel Eim Shmuel, Ochi. Vim Loyomar, Shani Yerichim, Shani Toyem, Eino Asur, Elo Be'anoe. So what is the fourth shlav? And here we have to be madgish. We have the fourth shlav is, or the third shlav, Lefi Derosh, Shmuel holds, if you say Mudrani Emcho, is also Be'anoe. If you say Shani Yerichim Lecho, then you only also Be'achile. I want to ask you, without looking in the Ran and the Rosh, Shlav Aleph, Mudrani is Muter, Eino Yad Bichlal. Then the Gemara switched, no, Mudrani means both. But then it's not Emes. Okay. The Gemara, you know what? Mudrani is Osur Be'anoe, and if you say Shani Oichel, then it's only Osur Be'achile. So the Gemara, so Shmuel didn't speak right. He had to say that if you don't say Shani Oichel, you Osur Be'anoe. When you read Shmuel, it's Mash Mefakel. It's Loshon Hara. Elo Mi'ikor de Shmuel Ochi Yismar. Avon Mudrani Mcho Osur Afilu Be'anoe, Kulema Yedayim Shmuel Chir Esav Yedayim, Shmuel Osur Afilu Be'anoe. Frey Digmor, Yochi Leim Shmuel Ochi. Im Lo Yomar Shani Oichel Osur Afilu Be'anoe. כלומר איך יקרא אמר שמואל עד שיהיה מה דמשמע דילא אמר אוכי לא מצרה עד רבה אילא יאמר אוכי מצרה תפי ואהבה לי לפירוש שבלמי מרוכי ובדינו דלאי נמי כאמרים למודרני לחוד השניים אסורים הווה להקשו יאוכי אלא דעדיף מני אקשי לא אמר דאיגר דין הלסה ואיגר נסחו האחרין האוכי ולא מחברתי I want to ask you a shayla and this is בעצם the אחרונה to the next gemara We have Be'etzem five, we didn't get yet to the last Teretz of Shmuel, the Maskona Sagimor. But here Be'etzem is Tchila Sadvori. Lishne Kame said, Mudrani is garnished. Makes sense, the Ran and the Rosh was so easy for them, it's not even a Yad. Then Mudrani became so Eilik that both are also. Why? The Ran said a Pshat, the Rosh said a Pshat, but it was also, was glad. No one even was busy to explain to us. Now the Gemara says no. The third Mahalach is Mudrani is Osur Be'anoe. If you say Shani Yoichel, Mudrani is Osur Be'anoe. And if you say Shani Yoichel, then it's only Osur Be'achil. That's the Gemara. So if you send Mudrani Osur Be'anoe, if you say Shani Yoichel, it's Osur Be'achil. So what Shmuel said? Ad Sheyoymar Shani Yoichel Shani Toyer. Why Mudrani is Osur Be'anoe? How you learn pshat? Why Mudrani is also Be'anoe? Lefi this shlav of the Gemara. Why Shmuel holds that Mudrani is also Be'anoe? Why Mudrani is also Be'anoe? Lefi this shlav of the Gemara. How you learn pshat? What? Why not? What? How you learn pshat? Why Mudrani? This is the Mafteach. Why the Gemara will, again, till now we didn't expect. Mudrani is garnished. So, Mudrani is garnished. Then the Gemara says, Mudrani, both are also. Gemara says, it's not Emes. So, Gemara, you know what? Mudrani is also Be'anoe. If you say Shani Yoichel, it's also Be'achile. Why Mudrani is also Be'anoe? Why Mudrani be also Be'anoe? Look in the Ran. Look in the Ran. What's the Gderan? A Mod Nezach? What's the Gderan? Many, what's the Gderan? What's the Gderan? Aval Mudrani Mimcho Osur Afilu Be'anoe. Why? What's the Gderan? The Yodaim She'ein Moichicho Ishavi Yodaim. The Ran comes and explains Pshat and Shmuel. Yodaim She'ein Moichicho Ishavi Yodaim. Why the Ran has to add it? We're learning. Before we learn it's garnished. Then we learn it's Givaldi. Now Shmuel holds that it's good. The Ran says no. Shmuel holds Yodaim She'ein Moichicho Ishavi Yodaim. And this is the reason it's also Be'anoe. This is the reason it's also Be'anoe. As they state in the Ran. It's a Modne Zach. Why it's Modne? I know Be'etzem, it's not so Shmer. So the Ran didn't want, all of you will answer me, the Ran didn't want to jump such a big jump. Before we said, it's garnished. Now we'll say that it's also Be'anoe. So the Ran took it easy. The Ran said, you don't have to say so white. that became Yodai Mechichotz, it's enough. Before I taught that it's Eino Yad Bichlal. Now it's a Yodaim Shein Mechichotz. Now it's a Yodaim Shein Mechichotz. Why it's a Yodaim Shein Mechichotz? Why it's a Yodaim Shein Mechichotz? What else it could mean? Avi, why it's a Yodaim Shein Mechichotz? What else it could mean? What? Maybe it means only achil. Maybe it means achile. Maybe it means anor. So yadayim shein mechichas. And he holds yadayim shein mechichas is also. Find the gemara. So the lashon is not gishmak. So what's end for the gemara? Elo, the gemara is coming with a third pshat, a fifth pshat, and this is the pshat. What is the fifth pshat? That mudrani is yadayim shein mechichas. Now we have to know what is the fifth pshat of the Gemara. Now when we start to see the fifth pshat of the Gemara, we will see that the fifth pshat, the Ran explains, it's Yodaim Shein Mechichos. Gemara says, El Ochi Ismar, Taim Ad Omar Shani Eicha Shani Toyim Lecho, Uda Osu, Aval Omar Mudrani Emecho is Muter, the fifth Mahalach is, he holds that it's Muter, why? Because it's Yodaim Shein Mechichos, the My time, Mudah Mcholoy Mishtaine Ba'adoch Mashma, Mufreshay Mcholoy Mekin Ba'adoch Mashma. And here we have to understand what is the fifth Ma'alach of the Gemara. Be'etzem, the fifth Ma'alach, what the Gemara will come to say now is that Shmuel holds that Mudrani is Yadayim She'ein Mechichos. This is the terrors of the Gemara. But why it's Ein Mechichos? The Gemara will say a whole different reason. And this is Be'etzem, Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we'll start to go into the fifth Ma'alach in Shmuel. What is the Avonah in Shmuel?